It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Noel Carmack. He is with Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern, and we have got a great exhibit going on up there right now. It's all about courtroom sketches, and we're going to talk about this and the artist and all kinds of great things. This is one that really interests me, and it will interest you as well, because there are things that are going on and some of the drawings and things that are in this exhibit. You'll remember the cases, and I think that's what is so interesting about this one. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
So let's talk about the exhibit that you've got going on right now and the artist that did it all.
Well, it's a courtroom art retrospective, 40 years of Scott Snow's sketches, and it features the work of Salt Lake City artist and illustrator Scott Snow. Now, Scott has been around a long time. He's been a designer and illustrator, freelancing, doing a lot of work for books and even for the LDS Church. But for all those years, going back to the 1980s, he's been doing courtroom art for KSL-TV and for KUTV. And some of his artwork has actually appeared on national networks, CNN, NBC, CBS, Fox News, for some of the major cases out here in Utah and in the West.
And as I said, the interesting thing about this is these are going to be cases that people remember and people know. So what are some of the things that they're going to see and some of the cases that these kind of revolve around?
Okay. Yeah, there are a number of cases and some that I'm not quite so familiar with, but you'll see things like the Singer Swap standoff, which took place here in Utah. I believe that was back in the 80s. You'll see a drawing or two on the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping, which was not too long ago, but he had to appear in court and render that courtroom scene. He's got some drawings on. There's even one interpretation of the Wilburg mine disaster, which took place here in our area down in Emory County.
And as you were saying, that there's drawings and renderings in there from the Hoffman trial, Mark Hoffman trial.
The Mark Hoffman. There's the Ted Kaczynski Unabomber trial,
and these are all there. And like I said, these are all cases that people are going to know and recognize. And I think that and you're the art guy, so you tell me. I would think that courtroom drawings are really a kind of a forgotten art, really.
Yeah, well, they really are. A lot of people take them for granted because we see them on news reports and things and don't really think twice about them. But we have to realize that in many of these cases, the judge doesn't allow cameras into the courtroom. And so they have to have someone in there with drawing materials drawing and rendering what's going on in the courtroom because they can't take a photograph of it.
And I guess the other thing, and I don't know if you would be the person to ask this or not, or if Scott has mentioned it to you, in a trial in a day that would last 6 to 8 hours maybe,
right?
How many drawings would he get out of one, just one day in court? Did he ever say anything about that?
That's a great question. He didn't specifically address that, but I would imagine that he could produce a dozen within a given time period, 3 hours or so. He's very fast. He brings a full sheet of colored pastel paper into the courtroom. He says he gets so messy that he has to put a towel across his lap, and he's working very thing just very 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 quickly, capturing the essence of what's going on. So you get a lot of the powder or the pastel powder falling down onto the floor. He says he's messed up a number of courtroom carpets in his day.
But that would be something that would amaze me is, to be able to put out in a 3 or 4 hour span 12 unique works of art.
Oh, yeah. And he talks about how he has to really edit things down. Where you see a whole courtroom full of people, he has to edit down, eliminate some of the people in the scene, maybe compress it into a smaller space. So what you're seeing is really a pared down, edited image of what is going on in that courtroom.
And he has to do all that on the fly,
in,
so to speak,
in seconds. Yeah,
and it's just
immediately as soon as he, you know, you've got people standing up in front of the judge, or sitting at the table there. Maybe they're talking, and he has to work so quickly to capture that moment.
And once again, you also said that there's kind of a video that plays in the background while all this is going on, too.
Yeah, in this exhibit, we've got a series of news clips that are playing on a loop, but there's about 3 hours worth of news clips that you can come in and you can watch those. A number of them are interviews with Scott talking about his courtroom art. Others are news features that talk about a particular case. You may see Ted Kaczynski in there, or there's one in there of Microsoft. Bill Gates had to come to Salt Lake. There was a lawsuit. The word perfect lawsuit against Bill Gates. So you see these characters that appear in a number of these cases that will be familiar to the visitor.
And you'll know who they are. And they, like I said, they're cases that everybody knows. So once again, let's give it the hours and everything of Gallery East and where is it kind of located. Let people know.
Gallery East is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're closed on holidays and weekends, so we're generally not open on Saturdays and Sundays. If you're unable to come in during the week, say you have a group that's coming in and would like to tour the campus and would like to stop in at the gallery, if they'll call me in advance, I can easily come and open up the gallery for that group.
Okay, and it's located in the.
It's located in the Central Instruction Building. We call it the CIB, which is where the old main used to stand on campus.
And if you walk, as you walk in the main doors there, it's right there. You can't miss it. It's right inside the front doors.
Yes, right. Come up the steps, walk in the door, and you'll see the gallery.
And it's right there, and it's a great, great space for this. Once again, this is all about courtroom drawings by Scott Snow is the gentleman's name. Go check it out. And how long is this going to be up there?
Through February 25th, which is Friday, Friday the 25th.
So you've got Friday the 25th to go and see this exhibit. It's going to be very interesting and a lot of great things that are going to jog your memory and you're going to remember certain things. So head on up there and check it out. And once again, Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.